Ola Vrindavan. To glorify Prabhuji, I'll hand over the call to Radhika Mataji and then Mamata Mataji. Radhika Mataji, please take over the call.
Thank you so much, Vardhana Mataji. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to His Grace Srinivas Jagannath Prabhuji. Personally, I did not meet the Priti Vilasini Mataji's family. But through Bhakti Sangha, I have met Mataji. And it's like meeting almost daily, seeing Mataji in the calls and listening her voice, talking with her in the calls. It made so closeness for us, almost like a family member. So one day when Priti Vilasini Mataji was speaking about how she came to Krishna consciousness in... So she have read like so many Vedic scriptures and... But she was not satisfied with that. Then Prabhuji, by the time he already read the Bhagavad Gita by Srila Prabhupada, and he said to Priti Vilasini Mataji to read this Gita. But somehow she was not relaxing and she was not reading that. And Prabhuji kind of insisting her. And then she said in that way she came to Krishna consciousness movement. So Prabhuji is one of her like Pati Guru, I feel so. And I heard from many like, they were like such a wonderful couple and they're amazing in a devotional. And I was hearing about Prabhuji also. He was so joyful and he was so happy and making the people around him also so happy. So everyone was so inspiring with their couple, even me. As everyone was saying that in the best quality was just he loved his spiritual master, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. And he always have something to say about like glorify him and appreciate like all his qualities and all his disciples also. So everyone was so attracted the way he speaks. And so that was one of the quality which I really like and admire him. And materially also, he was like, he is like short and have so many qualification and all his work he was doing. He was traveling all around the US, like by hearing many of us, we know that. And so even in that, we also, they never felt by seeing him in like stressful mood or he was so joyful and whatever Krishna is given, they used to nicely accept that. That was the point which really liked me. And even in their busy schedule also, that like the best quality I really love was how much he helped Mataji and in all the services at background he used to do. And we may not see him in the front line, has some, so much he does at home. He cooks, he take care of the DTs and all other things, mainly like he take care of his family in India, which are in Chennai. That was one of the quality which I also really admire from the Prabhuji. And I was listening from many wonderful Vaishnavas. I came to know that Priti Vilasini Mataji and Prabhuji was very much interacting with the people from the soul standpoint and nothing like bodily at all. So, and they are also like such a sweet couple. They used to go to many places. They used to give classes from very first meet only. Everyone used to attract. And it's not like personally or even in virtually also we can see by Mataji's classes, everyone will be attracted. The classes she takes, like CC classes and the kids classes, all kids love her so much in Bhakti Sangha group. So we can say that this is a Prabhuji is a strong pillar for her and supporting her whatever activity she does. It's like extremely humble and such a nice devotee. Both of them are, especially Prabhuji, like so back pillar for her. Hearing from many of us, I came to know that even the services, how Prabhuji does in the temple and those all, with every time smiling face, even it is midnight or early morning, like 3 or 4, whatever it is, they never used to miss that smiling face of Prabhuji. He used to be always smiling, and he was very loving, dedicated, and he's very sincere devotee. And Prabhuji used to be one of the key person in all the devotional services he do in the temple, especially in the Jagannath Radha Yatra, so Janmashtami, very big, big festivals. Like Mataji and Prabhuji, they used to, means like planning and whatever the overseas, everything they used to help from aspects of prasadam cooking and distributing, everything arrangements. This is all like how when devotees were explaining, it was like such an amazing thing. I felt that. And I feel that he's a perfect like person and which God have created. And I never met personally, but as many were saying, he speaks very less. He's so reserved, and he motivates everything. The service, whatever he take, maybe he talk less, but the service, whatever he does, that really motivate by seeing him only. Like many will be so organized and does the things very nicely. And this does not come like from like, okay, we are building this. It's not like that. It comes from our childhood, the way how our parents brought up. And we can see that in the Prabhuji's from the beginning itself. It's a great learning from us all. We have to do, we have to make our kids also grow in that way. I feel so. The qualities that really develops everyone to be kind to all the people. And I also feel that we should celebrate his life as and realize him. He's such a good person from heart and also the soul. As many of us know that Mataji is very like outward and very easy to approach, while Prabhu appeared to be very reserved in nature. So, however, if we easily able to keep Mataji very strong, however, she is very strong. Like whatever support we can do from our side, we can ready to do. And I also came to know that Prabhuji is a senior management in the Deloitte company, and he also have a wonderful managing qualities that he put them in the use of the temple services also. And like we know that like pure devotee's heart or desires is to serve the Lord until his last breath. The Prabhuji was doing the service to Lord for his Ladu Gopal and glorying departure from the this material world. So whatever that. So Krishna is like we know that he's a greatest thief and that he steals the person. So that is what happened in His Grace Jagannath, Srinivas Jagannath Prabhuji case. His destination is sure, like under the lotus feet of Krishna. So I really offer my respectable obeisances to His Grace Srinivas Jagannath Prabhuji. So thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to speak a few words. Thank you so much, Shyama Gauri Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Radharani Mataji. It's very wonderful offering. Mamata Mataji, can you take over the call, Mataji?
Mataji, can you unmute yourself? She's there on the call.
Mamata Mataji.
Vandana Mataji, you can go with it.
Meantime, I'll go ahead, Mataji. I want to take this opportunity to glorify His Grace Srinivas Jagannath Prabhuji. I'm so fortunate to have the family association in Atlanta. We always used to meet in common programs held in Atlanta and in temple, big programs like Pani Hatti Dam Festival, Radhyatra. I don't have much interaction with Prabhuji. I saw a couple of so many times, but I never spoke to him. Maybe I don't remember when I spoke. But when the common programs held, the family, Mataji and Prabhuji, they used to be in the front line in serving devotees, serving prasadam to they used to take care of each and everyone. They used to come and ask, they got the prasadam or not. They are really wonderful family. She is my god sister. We used to meet for Radhanath Swami Vyas Puja, and Mataji used to encourage us so much. When they are leaving Atlanta, we felt so bad, but somehow Krishna arranged for me to get Mataji association in through Bhakti Sangha. Every time when if I stuck anywhere, if I want any help, what, as everybody said, whenever you call, Mataji picks the call. She used to guide us a lot. She used to encourage me a lot in doing bhakti. I'm so grateful to Mataji. Maybe in the background, Prabhuji also helped me a lot. I'm not that much worried about Prabhuji, because Prabhuji got very fortunate thing. I mean, who will get? We don't know when we leave our body, but Prabhuji get wonderful thing that he is serving Lord and he got the opportunity. Maybe Krishna will give opportunity for dear devotees. He'll give that opportunity to go back to the Supreme Lord. I'm so happy for that. But I'm very much worry about Mataji, how she is going through this difficult situation. She is so strong and elevated. She knows everything, why all these things happened. But only my sincere prayers to my Lord Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra Devi to help her, Mataji, to go all this difficult situation, give her more strength. Whenever Mataji needs, and we are asking her to, Mataji, come back to Atlanta so we can take care of her nicely. We'll see what Krishna's plans. And my sincere praise to Supreme Lord and Srila Prabhupada. Always keep Mataji under their shelter. Yeah, thank you, Shyam Gauri Mataji and Vinti Gandharika Mataji, to give me this opportunity. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. I think Mamta Mataji has joined.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you all devotees for giving me this opportunity to glorify His Grace Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu and Priti Vilasini Mataji. Hare Krishna. I don't even know how to start, what to talk. Suddenly, you know, I feel that I'm so blank. But last week, you know, when I saw the message, I couldn't believe my eyes. I wanted to, you know, just pinch myself and make sure it is right. And meanwhile, I spoke to Shyama Gauri Mataji, and it was the most sad moment. Priti Vilasini Mataji is so nice. Like, I started interacting with her over the phone only, and not even phone, in fact, just text. She would be just a text away. Like, you know, whenever I had any question, I would text her and she will just reply within a minute or two. you know, for all the questions that I ask her, she will just reply within few minutes with all the references and everything, and always ready to help me. And I feel very bad for Priti Vilasini Mataji. Of course, we see, that she's very strong. She's so exemplary. But I'm not strong at this point. I can't see, dear Priti Vilasini Mataji like that. And I don't know what to say. And I was just thinking, with all the services that Mataji does, she's the center of all the Matajis today in USA. I can say, that she's support for all the Matajis in USA. In fact, all the world, but especially in USA, when we do all the reading call in the afternoon for Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, any question and answer, anything that we want to ask, kids class, she's always there, ready to help. And then I was thinking, Mataji's Prabhuji must be so wonderful and such an ideal husband that he supports Mataji 100%, because we take up practically, all the, 18 hours in a day that we have, during the day. We take up even in the night, she might be thinking and preparing for so many things. And I was thinking we take away all the time that Mataji has. And Prabhuji must be really, really, really so nice that he allows and gives, all the arrangement for Mataji to serve Srila Prabhupada, Gurudev, devotees and Krishna. And I don't know Maharaj Srinivas Jagannath Prabhuji personally, but looking at Mataji, I can say that he must have been really, really, really wonderful person. And after that, when I saw all the messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, we get to know so many wonderful qualities, that people are saying, but I'm sure, he must be having so many wonderful qualities. And I just pray to Sri Krishna and Srila Prabhupada to please, take care of Priti Vilasini Mataji so that we are taken care of, because it's been just 1 week and there is no interaction with Priti Vilasini Mataji, and I already feel so lost. So many questions are there, so much to share, but I have no courage to talk to Priti Mataji. So I pray to Srila Prabhupada and Shri Radha Damodar to please take care of Priti Vilasini Mataji so that we are taken care of. Thank you so much, all devotees, for giving me this opportunity. Please forgive me if I have said anything, out of way. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. All Guru Sri Srila Prabhupada.
Vrinda Gopika Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Actually, Jagannath Das Prabhuji is always in a temple, but I never talk too much with him. But there is a Poonam wedding. We all are Bhakti Vruksha class. We all are under the H. Shyam Bihari Prabhuji's training, Bhakti Vruksha. That time, her daughter Poonam wedding is there. So Prabhuji is more than 2,000 Vaishnava came from Florida, Chicago, California, and different place, New Jersey. But he arranged 3 days program. So Gujarati people has a 3 days marriage wedding, garba, mehndi, and then marriage in a temple and the reception. All the function are before 15 or 20 days. They arrange so nicely about all the guests came and staying in the Vaishnav house, and the function time also. He is the always backside director. He is just seeing that all Vaishnav are happy like that. And one more thing I want to add, that there is a Janmashtami festival, and they both are so talented in the bhakti, that how to engage the Vaishnava in Shri Radha Gopinath, Shri Radha Madan Mohan Seva. So all Vaishnava already given a glorify him. So there is a Janmashtami festival, and we have to decorate the temple and cooking preparation also. So he has to arrange so nicely that this Prabhuji has to do decorate this side, this Prabhuji has to decorate pillar, this how to arrange the lighting and what should be a menu and how to cook and how many Vaishnav will serve that. And after that, when Janmashtami day start, one Vaishnav has to reading Shishi Bhagavatam, and some Vaishnav has to give a prasadam. Those who are coming new in a temple, like a coconut, orange, everything, aarti, everything. He make a he. It's a teamwork, but team leader is Jagannath Das Prabhu and Priti Vilasani, and always Jagannath Das Prabhuji is backside, and he pushed. Vilashini Gopi is in front. Even we are in together, but see, Prabhuji will not speak anything. So I like that quality. And third quality I like, that when we are in a Bhakti Vruksha in Shambhari Prabhuji's house, at Shambhari Prabhuji's house, Prabhuji and Mataji are as equal as Shambhari Prabhuji's, but they are always in a backside. So I like that quality. They never come in a front. They just give a chance to newcomer Vaishnava to show Shishi Radha Gopinath, Shishi Radha Madan Mohan. So there is a Paniyati festival. So every point is covered by all the Vaishnava. And I have seen, we are together in a Gita Nagari for initiation. And I have seen that Prabhuji's eyes are like always down, not speaking much with any Vaishnava. And his serving mood, and always in Radhanath Maharaj meeting, he's always not speaking anything, but he organized that we all Vaishnava can comfortably celebrate, comfortably take part. And there is a, like a, in not only in a Radhanath Maharaj our Gurudev meeting, but there is a so many newcomer Vaishnavas house program in a summer. I never forget. I working up to 10:30, but festival day they are allowed me to go. So I have seen that all prasadam preparation is by Priti Vilasini Gopi, and the Jagannath Das Prabhuji is like sitting in a round and talking Krishna Katha. And that time I understand that what is the qualification of Jagannath Das Prabhu, because we are just running, me and Priti Vilasini is running, and I hear some stories from Shishi Bhagavatam. So this is I learned lesson, that this is our mood to inspire new Vaishnava to come in a front, and we have to stay in a back. Hari Hari Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Definitely he enter in Shishi Gaulok Vrindavan Dham. And maybe you all are highly qualified, believe or not believe. But from first day, it's still not able to digest. But I will take my Shishi Ladugopal and Shishi Gaur Nitai Chandra in my bed. So that I feel it at the third day, that Srila Prabhupada is like Jagannath Das, take a shoulder of Shishi Jagannath Das, and there is a Guru Parampara, and Shishi Nitai Chandra is with them. So it is touch to heart. And I have also seen that he is doing seva of Shishi Laddu Gopalina, Shishi Gaulok Vrindavan Dham. Definitely he entered in Dham. And yes, Priti Milasini has not no need to work. As it is, he is serving 18 hours, but before serving to us, he has to preparation so many notes. I have seen Priti Vilasini that she is always making notes, whether I speak or whether Vrishabhanu Prabhuji speak, Aji Vrishabhanu Prabhu or Aji Shyambhari Prabhu, she is always make a note. In a one word, she is a chalti filthy library. So I learned that we have to make a note, because in a Kali Yuga we forget everything. So whatever we learn, we can explain in our Gujarati family or our community in Hindi or Gujarati. Koti koti danvat pranam to both of you. Both are so sincere Vaishnava, but always saying in a backside director. Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. Whatever I mean, from last 3 years, learned so many Shishi Bhagavatam, Shishi Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shishi Bhagavad Gita. Even kids class, Anjana Gopi is taking class, sees that, touch to heart to both of Seva. Hare Krishna, Dandvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki Jai. Jai Jai Nityananda, Jai Jai Gauranga.
Thank you, Mataji. Vardhana Mataji,
Welcoming all of you to the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have his guest, Sureshwar Shyam Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 30th chapter, 9th verse. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavach Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic, Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll hand out the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you very much, Mataji. So today, we'll be talking from Canto 4, Chapter 30, Verse 9 and 10. Before that, I also would like to glorify Prabhuji a little bit. So thank you all for giving me this opportunity. Can you hear me, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, Mataji, okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. So I would like to take the blessings of Sri Sri Paramakaruna Nithai Gaur Sundar. These are the amazing deities in Prabhupada village. And Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu have appeared to give the highest thing to the people of Kali Yuga. They don't say we are lowest, but we know we are lowest. So they just wanted to give, you know, the highest thing of Krishna Prema to the souls that are coming in this Yuga. So, and you know, like Mahaprabhu focused on these five aspects that I put in this verse here. Aradhya Bhagavan, Vrajesha Taniya, Staddhama Vrindavanam, right? So our Aradhya Bhagavan is Sri Krishna and his dham is Vrindavanam. And how do we worship him? We worship him like in the Upasana that Vrajavadus did. And today we are having this Bhagavatam class because of Mahaprabhu's blessing and Prabhupada's and our Acharya's having different commentaries and Prabhupada compiling it and giving it to us in the universal language of English. And this is also the desire and glorification of Mahaprabhu of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. And the highest goal of life is to attain the love of the Supreme Lord through devotional service. So prema, prema prumanto mahan, right? So this is the opinion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I would like to take the blessings of Sri Sri Paramakaruna Nithai Gaur Sundar. Thank you. And I would like to just recite this verse from Bhagavad Gita that Kshiparam Bhavati Dharmatma Shashvat Shantim Shantim Nigachati Kaunteya Pratijanahi Name Bhakta Pranashyati. So translation goes like this. He quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. Attains lasting peace. Shashvat Shantim. Shashvat Shantim. He attains lasting peace. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. So he's asking, Krishna is asking Arjuna to declare Kaunteya Pratijanahi. Right? So he's asking Arjuna to declare boldly that his devotees never perish. Name Bhakta Bhaktaha Pranashyati. So they never perish. So this is how we can, you know, see in relation to Jagannath Prabhuji. I have not interacted with Prabhuji, but I have received money through PayPal from Prabhuji that after shipping the books to Priti Vilasini Mataji and in a prompt way. Right, as soon as the books are sent, I texted Mataji that I sent the books, I would get the money. So this happened recently also after I shipped the Canto 9 of Bhagavad Subodhini and Upadeshamrita. So I again very, very recently transacted that one with Prabhuji, and very grateful for Prabhuji to being in the background and making Priti Vilasini Mataji to serve. And I heard from Mataji the Brihad Bhagavatamrita classes, both part one and part two. Was really amazed to see Mataji's enthusiasm in giving those classes, and it builds us that we may not read, but it is like reading and getting the essence, right, in the form of a drink, right? So everything is extracted for us. And we see in a general norm that that behind every person there is a woman, but here it is opposite. Behind this amazing devotee, right, we have this Prabhuji, His Grace Srinivas Jagannath Prabhuji, behind Mataji and taking no credit and helping in whatever way Mataji, so that she can serve, you know, through this Bhakti Sangha. Always see her being very active and coordinating these many events in this Bhakti Sangha program. And I did a quick search, and we already spoke about that. Prabhuji worked in Deloitte, and he was a senior manager. And it's a high reputable job, and high paying, high reputable job. And it is a high deliverable job also. It's not an easy one to have. And Prabhuji was there for quite some time. There I've seen people who work there leave very fast, because it's not easy. They have to travel, they have to deliver very fast with different clients. So Prabhuji has that peace of calmness, right? People who are expert, like Daksha, right? People who are expert can deliver. So that's what I think, like at least materially, Prabhuji also was very expert. And like we heard from other devotees, that he was always using his managerial skills in Krishna's service. So that makes our devotional service complete. That makes our prescribed duties karma yoga. Right, our prescribed duties become, and used in the service of the Lord, they become karma yoga. So with that, I would like to pay my humble obeisances to Srinivas Jagannath Prabhuji. And moving on, today, like today's discussion, what we will do is we'll follow this pattern, like every other Bhagavatam class. We will recite, read, translation and purport, verses 9 and 10. And discuss on the verses and Prabhupada purport points. And then depending on the time permits, we will review Rudra Gita, because this is the essence of what Prachetas have done and how they have obtained the darshan of the Supreme Lord, right? So we can quickly review that Rudra Gita from chapter 24. And just a word of the day today. So just I was thinking, you know, we are hearing every day Bhagavatam classes. How can we make it different, right? How can I think that I heard something new today, right, in the Bhagavatam class? So just for my thinking, so sometimes I'm making notes. I also attend almost every day and relish the Bhagavatam classes given here, and by many, many exalted speakers. And this is how I am picking my content also, from what I heard. It is very rare sitting at home hearing from, you know, so unique speakers from a different perspective. And I would like to thank Shyamagauri Mataji and team for giving us this sitting at home and giving us Pibata Bhagavata Amrutam, right? Like Yasudev says in the first or second verse or third verse, right? We are drinking Pibata Bhagavata Amrutam. We are able to drink Bhagavatam through the efforts of the devotees who are taking this effort. It's not easy to consistently coordinate, see which speaker is coming, if they will come or not. Lot of stress, but stress for serving the Supreme Lord. So, you know, that is like we have ego, false ego. This is stress, but good stress for the Supreme Lord, so that we become a better devotees. So the word of the day today is prataha, right? This comes in in the 10th verse, Prataha is in the morning, right? So just remember this for today. And word of the day is Prataha, in the morning. So moving on. So today, I took this picture from the fourth canto. There were some pictures, right, in the book. If you see, this is one of the pictures. And we see here exactly what is happening, right? The Prachetas underwent severe austerities within the sea to carry out the order of their father. So that was the request by his King Prachini Barishat or Prachini Barhi, right, to their sons, because they have to take a difficult task of ruling the kingdom. He asked them to perform these austerities. So they stood in the water for 10,000 years and recited the prayers Lord Shiva had given to them. So now we see that I would like to read from this, from Bhagavatam, like what we are seeing here, right? See, and like this is show and tell. So I would like to read a few translations from same chapter, right? What we are seeing exactly here. This is the description of that. So the personality of Godhead appearing on the shoulder of Garuda seemed like a cloud resting on the summit of a mountain known as Meru. The transcendental body of the personality of Godhead was covered by attractive halo garments, and his neck was decorated with jewel known as Kastuba Mani. The bodily effulgence of the Lord dissipated all the darkness of the universe. So that's what we see, the Lord in his Pitambar, right, outfit. And then the further translation goes like this. The Lord's face was very beautiful, and his head was decorated with a shining helmet and golden ornaments. The helmet was dazzling and was very beautiful, situated on his head. The Lord had 8 arms. That's what we see. The Lord is having 8 arms. And the Lord had 8 arms, which each held a particular weapon. The Lord was surrounded by demigods, great sages, and other associates. These were all engaged in his service. Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, glorified the Lord with different hymns by flapping his wings. Garuda appeared to be an inhabitant of planet known as Kinnara Loka. So because of beautiful singing, now Garuda is appearing like she is from Kinnara Loka. So now we see this picture and these descriptions. Now they make us more, they relate us closely. And the last one here is, around the neck of the personality of Godhead hung a flower garland that reached his knees. His stout and elongated arms were decorated with that garland, which challenged the beauty of Goddess of Fortune. With a merciful glance and a voice like thunder, the Lord addressed the sons of King Prachina Barishat, who were very much surrendered unto him. So this is what the brief description about we see in the picture and the descriptions that we went through last few days, right? So today, this is our chapter 30. I took this picture from this Bhagavad Subodhini, and we have like 51 verses today. So we are in the part 2, where the Lord has appeared, and the Lord, generally we see the prayers are offered immediately by the devotees to the Lord, but here the Lord is started the conversation. He wanted to give some benediction, but we see he's giving benediction to all the living beings on this planet. That's what we will see today. So we saw, right, the Vidura asking questions to Maitreya about what happens to the son of Prachina Barhi, right? That's how this conversation started. Vidura knew that they have already heard song sung by Lord Shiva, and Vidura would like to know more. What did they achieve in this? He knows that they have achieved the supreme abode of the Lord, but what did they do? What did they achieve in this life or the next life? Right? So those were some of the questions. And last yesterday we saw from Maharaj on the verse 8. That's when the Lord started speaking, and the Lord was very, very pleased, right, by the friendly relationship of the Prachetas, who are 10 in number. They had a good coordination, and they are one aim, right? devotional service to the Lord. That's how they were together serving in the service of the Lord. So today we will see 9 and 10 verse from same chapter. And then I made from Subodhini, I took this how Rudra Gita is broken down into four aspects. So depending on time, we will come and review this. All right. Okay. So I'll go to the verses that we have to go through today. So this is 439, right? So it says, Yom anusmrati sandhyayam yashmam anudhinam naraha tasya bhratrasva atma samyam tata bhuteshu saurudham. So yo anusmrati sandhyayam yashman anudhinam naraha tasya bhratrishu atma samyam tata bhuteshu saurudham. So translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord continued, those who remember you every evening of every day will become friendly with their brothers and with all other living entities. So moving to verse 10, 4:30-10. So here for a verse, Yetumam Rudra Gitena, Yetumam Rudra Gitena, Sayam Prataha Samahitaha, Sayam Prataha Samahitaha, Stuvanti Aham Kama Varan, Stuvanti Aham Kama Varan, Dasye Prajna Cha Shobhanam, Dasye Prajna Prajnam Cha Shobhanam. So translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So those who will offer me the prayers composed by Lord Shiva, both in the morning and in the evening, will be given benedictions by me. In this way, they can both fulfill their desires and attain good intelligence. Purport. Good intelligence means going back to Godhead. This going back home, back to Godhead. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10:10. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogantam yenamam upayantite. Those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. One who offers prayers to the Lord to fulfill his different desires must know that the highest perfectional fulfillment of desire is to go back home, back to Godhead. In this verse, it is indicated that those who remember the activities of the Prachetas, the sons of King Prachini Barishat, will be delivered and blessed. So what to speak of sons of King Prachini Barishat, who are directly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? This is the way of Parampara system. If we follow the Acharyas, we attain the same benefit as our predecessors. If one follows the decisions of Arjuna, he should be considered to be directly hearing Bhagavad Gita from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no difference between hearing Bhagavad Gita directly from the Supreme Lord and following a personality like Arjuna, who formerly heard Bhagavad Gita directly from the Lord. Sometimes foolish people argue that since Krishna is not present at the moment, one cannot take direct instructions from him. Such foolish people do not know that there is no difference between directly hearing Bhagavad Gita and reading it, as long as one accepts Bhagavad Gita as it is, spoken by the Lord. However, if one wants to understand Bhagavad Gita by his imperfect interpretations, one cannot possibly understand the mysteries of Bhagavad Gita, even though one may be a great scholar according to mundane estimation. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Ajnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನ ಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧ ಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನು ಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ವಾಂಚಾ ಕಲ್ಪಾ ತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧೂಭ್ಯಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಯಾ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಮಿ ದಿಸ್ ಆಪರ್ಚುನಿಟಿ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆನ್ ದೀಸ್ ಟೂ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಯೂಸ್ ಮೀ ಆರ್ ಪಾರ್ಡನ್ ಮೀ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಎನಿ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್ ಮೀ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡನ್ ಎನಿ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ರಿವ್ಯೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೂ ವರ್ಸಸ್ 9 and 10, but let's see what happened in 8, right? So what happened in 8 was, what happened in verse 8 was like Maharaj covered yesterday, the Lord started speaking, the Supreme Personality of God had said, right? These two verses are the continuation of the Lord's discussion, right, with the Prachetas, right? So the Lord was extremely pleased. Now we know how the Lord is pleased, right? This is one way of pleasing the Lord, by maintaining friendly relationship with our devotees, because we have one occupation, right? So here, like it is mentioned, all of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. So the Lord was extremely pleased because of their target activity, which is devotional service and maintaining nice relationships. So these two are extremely, you know, challenging for us because we are in this material world. But we have the lotus feet of the Lord and the shelter of Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada for us to help us, to facilitate us, to clear our obstacles. As long as we have that faith, that acceptance, rules and regulations, if we can do with pleasure, like we see the Prachetas here, they have accepted the order of their father, right, to go and do austerities, right? They have accepted with pleasure, with faith, and they have done it. And we have seen that Lord Rudra, Lord Shiva has manifested, you know, how did it come? It came because they had faith and they were willing to listen. Same thing happened with, Parikshit Maharaj. So we see that Sukadev Goswami appeared there, right? It is very fortunate thing that Sukadev Goswami appeared. How did he appear? Because the Lord is there in as super soul, right? He knows how to connect. He knows how to help facilitate devotees. So here we see again in this case, Lord Shiva has appeared and he has given them this song so that they can recite this song. That is their meditation on the Supreme Lord, right? So the Lord was very pleased. So I am pleased with your mutual friendship, that I wish you all good fortune. Now that you may ask me any benediction. So the Lord was saying, you know, you ask me any benediction. But before that, the Lord continued and is giving benedictions to whoever, you know, remembers Prachetas, right? And whoever recites the song of the Lord, right? Song of the Lord. Now we see here, so here he's giving benedictions to every one of us, right? Whoever, right, does this, Anusmarati Sandhyayam, right? Anusmarati, whoever remembers Sandhyayam in the evening, right? Sandhyayam, this is evident, right? In the evening. Yashmam Anudhinam Naraha, right? Whoever remembers the Prachetas, Anudhinam, every day, right? In the evening, right? Naraha, living beings, right? The Lord uses these different words like to mention the human being. Like sometimes he uses Sarva Yoneshu. And here we see, right? He uses Bhuteshu, representing, you know, different aspects. Naraha is, you know, human beings can, like we know, devotional service is possible for human beings, right? So that's why he was using Naraha here and Bhuteshu, right? He's using, you know, representing all living entities. So here we see whoever remembers Anudinam, O Naraha, whoever remembers these Prachetas, these great devotees, Because here we see one other aspect also. The Lord is giving credit to his devotees. He wants, you know, his devotees to be remembered. That is the greatness of the Supreme Lord. That is also one verse in Rudra Gita, right? That is also one stanza in Rudra Gita, right? Tasya Bhruteshu Atma Samyam. So they will be dear. Two things will happen. They will be dear to their, they will be dear to among their brothers, and they will be Tatha Bhuteshu Sauhrudam. So Sauhrudam is they will be friendship with other living entities. And this is what we wanted also, so that, you know, we don't have a lot of disturbances for us to progress, right? This is again, like we are in a material world, right? We need a lot of help. So this is one help the Lord is providing. So you remember the Pracheta, two things will happen, that you will be close to your relatives, like brothers and sisters, right? Because that is a big impediment for us. We get disturbed a lot because of that. And you will be friendly to all Sarva Bhuteshu, right? So you'll be friendly to all living entities on this earthly planet, right? This is the direct benediction that we see that the Lord is giving to us, right? So now one unique thing here in this interaction between Prachetas and the Supreme Lord is, we see that the Prachetas, we saw, they are standing still and watching the Supreme Lord, right? They were fully satisfied seeing the Supreme Lord, because they meditated, they have performed the austerities, right, for 10,000 years, right? So they feel so fulfilled by seeing the Lord. So they are enjoying the darshan of the Lord. And the Lord started speaking. And instead of giving, like before giving benediction to Prachetas, he is giving benediction to all of us, right? Whoever remembers the Prachetas, right, Anudinam, right, every day, O Naraha, please remember these Prachetas every day. So in the evening, that we get, you know, this very good benefit of this material world of being friendly to our beloved ones and becoming friendly to all other living entities also. So moving on to the next verse. So the Lord here, so the Lord says, Etumam Rudra Gitena. So whoever sings this, now the song sung by Lord Shiva is called Rudra Gita. Here we have, right? Before, you know, this word may not be used before much, but here the Lord itself is saying, what is that song that sung by Lord Shiva? It is Rudra Gita. And how it is named? It is having Rudra Gita. And now again here we see the Lord has named it on the name of his devotee. The Lord did not name as himself, I appeared in eight armed Vishnu form. So some name, like, right, in the Vishnu name, right? He didn't do that. He said, Etumam, whoever, recites this Rudra Gita, right? So that's how we see the mercy of the Lord, right? We can remember the Lord through his devotees. So that is, you know, easy, because we get connected. Otherwise, the Lord, we may feel the Lord is too distinct. Like Prabhupada also writes, right, in the purport, that, you know, hearing from the devotee who know the conclusions is also same as hearing from the Lord. So that's why the Lord is recommending here for us to recite this Rudra Gita when we would like Sayam and Prataha. Like we saw word of the day, Prataha, in the morning. Sayam is the evening and in the morning. With how do we should recite? Samahitaha. With samahitaha is with good attention. Otherwise, it's of, you know, like our driving, right? If you don't pay attention and drive, what happens? It's a mess up, right? Here, if we pay attention and recite, so we get a lot of benefit. Because I heard in lecture that Prabhuji was saying, devotees are like live wire, right? So when we get connected, we get the power. If we don't connect, there's no much use, and it will give us a shock, right? The devotees are live wire. That means that if we get connected, we get charged. So that is the big benefit of this. So we have to do it with samahitaha stuvanti, like a prayer, right? Stuvanti aham kama varahan. So what does the Lord give again? Whoever does recite this Rudra Gita in the morning and evening with as a prayer, with concentration, so we see this benefit. Whatever desires we have, those desires will be fulfilled and we will be given highest intelligence. Dasya, right? Dasya is, the other meaning of Dasya is like being servitor, right? Here it is giving some, getting some reward, right? What is the reward? Right? All our desires will be fulfilled. Plus the desires will be fulfilled and we will be, the desires are purified already with this intelligence, right? Because the intelligence help us what we would like to desire, right? We would like, don't like to desire anything, right? Anything and everything, right? We would like to desire certain things which will help us, right? Which will be help us. So that is the highest intelligence. And Prabhupada directly, you know, goes into defining what is that intelligence that we want, right? We want that intelligence to go back to Godhead, to the Supreme Lord. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogantam yena mam upayantite. So upayantite, attain to the Supreme Lord. So this is the benefit of reciting this Rudra Gita, both in the morning and in the evening. It takes like six, seven minutes. And Rudra Gita is in chapter 24 from verse 33 to almost 66 or till 70. So it's like 30, 40 verses, right? So now little bit detail on the purport that Prabhupada was elaborating. How we following the prachetas, we are getting so much benefit. Just imagine, you know, how much it might have benefited the prachetas, right? So he was defining, this is parampara. This is the benefit, like what the previous predecessor acharyas have gained, we are also gaining because we are following in their footsteps, we are remembering them, right? And Prabhupada makes two very evident points later in the purport. He says that hearing from the Supreme Lord is same as hearing from the devotee. Like this example, right, of Narada and Vyasudev were hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami. And Narada gave it to Vyasa and Vyasa gave it to Sukadeva Goswami. Now they are very eager to hear. Both Guru and Param Guru are there, right? So this is, you know, a little bit incomprehensible. Why Vyasudeva already know? He only gave it to Sukadeva Goswami. Now why he has to sit and hear Sukadeva Goswami? But when Sukadeva Goswami is describing, there is some rasika, there is some rasa in it, right? That's why, because of that rasa, so neophytes are devotees, both who have little bit of faith or who have complete faith, would like to hear the glories of the Lord. That is Bhagavad, that is the need for Bhagavad, that is the, you know, reason for why Vasudeva has compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, right? Both of them relish. They relish to the highest extent. We relish to whatever faith we have, right? So they are hearing, you know, from Sukadeva Goswami because his rasika way of describing adds that value, that you know, capturing, you know, it you know, floats in our heart. It dances. The Lord dances in our heart. So they just wanted to sit and listen, right? So here, by hearing from Arjuna also is same as hearing from the Lord, right? So that is one. And we saw in one of these verses here in Bhagavatam itself, right? There was this one given by the conclusion of Arjuna's conclusion, right? So let me go to verse 7, chapter, verse 7, I think. Yeah, here, right? What is the conclusive fact by Arjuna? This we see, right, in 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What does Arjuna say? So when Arjuna realized Krishna's greatness, he addressed him is this way, right? Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham, Shashvitam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam Vibhu. You are the supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode, the purifier, the absolute truth, and the eternal divine person. You are the primeval Lord, transcendent and virginal, Adi Devam, right? You are the unborn, Ajam. Huh? You are unborn and all-pervading beauty, right? So this is how the conclusion of Arjuna is, right? So what is the problem hearing from Arjuna? Right? He's describing about the Supreme Lord. He has seen it. And so now hearing from them is same. It is much better because now they will, you know, give us what we, how we will need it in the format that we need it. That's why we have seen Srila Prabhupada Acharya has given us these scriptures in the language that we can understand, right? We are going backward, right? We are understand reading English and trying to understand Sanskrit, right? But Prabhupada did it the other way. He knew Sanskrit, but for us, he gave it in English. But doesn't matter. As long as we can develop that attitude to love, to serve devotees and the Lord, it is same. Doesn't matter. As long as we have developed that bhakti, it is same. So now going back to same verse 10. So here in the purport, few more points from the purport. So that's why hearing from Arjuna, it is same. And two anecdotes. Recently we were reading this book in the evening, this book called by Giriraj Maharaj, Watering the Seed. I bought it long back, but I have not read it. I maybe read it a little bit, but I have not read. So two anecdotes from this book of Giriraj Maharaj, you know, Watering the Seed, which is related to few aspects here, was Giriraj Maharaj once went to meet Brilla's elder son in Calcutta. And he wanted to get a donation for Mayapur temple. Right, he wanted to get a donation for Mayapur temple. So Giriraj Maharaj took an appointment. And actually Prabhupada was supposed to meet him, but Prabhupada sent Giriraj Maharaj. And Giriraj Maharaj asked an interesting question. What happens if he rejects me? Right? So Prabhupada said, what happens if he rejects me? Right? So Giriraj Maharaj then said, oh, okay. No, not my spiritual master. I can go. So Maharaj, he goes. He goes with set of books, Srimad Bhagavatam. In those days, it was Bhagavatam was 30 volume and Chaitanya Charitamrita was 17 volume. Right? He went with those books and he showed those books to Brilla's eldest son. And then Brilla said, oh, these are beautiful books. How much should I pay for the books? And Giriraj Maharaj didn't knew what to answer. Right? He didn't exactly knew how to approach. So he said, then finally, he said, Giriraj Maharaj took that approach of saying, you know, you become a life member. Right? These books are for you. Right? This is how the conversation has ended. So they became, his son, Brilla's son became a life member. And then Giriraj Maharaj goes and says the same thing, what happened to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada asks for a report also. Right? So Giriraj Maharaj says, okay, this and this happened, Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, no, you have done wrong. And Prabhupada gives the instruction of saying, oh, these books are for you, our gift for you. These are already, you know, we thought of giving it to you. So we want a donation for our upcoming project. Right? So then Giriraj Maharaj thought, oh, okay, this is a smart idea. And after 10 years, Giriraj Maharaj met Brilla, I think in Bombay or somewhere, the father, right? They could get an appointment with him and he met after 10 years and it was, you know, like month of December, they were doing book distribution marathon and Maharaj again went with Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam, right? So that time, same like kind of conversation happens again, right? So these books are beautiful. How much do I pay for the books? And there's a back and forth conversation happening, right? And Giriraj Maharaj didn't know what to say. Then he remembers the instructions of Prabhupada after 10 years, right? And then he says, no, these books are for you. You would like to have a donation for our Vrindavan temple. Or maybe it is Bombay. I think it's Bombay temple. We want a donation for our Bombay temple. Then he said, okay, that's good. So please, I will let you know. Give me your information. And after 2 days, Brilla's secretary called Maharaj and they had a meeting again and he gave donation for the Bombay temple. So remembering the instructions is more essence, right? And like Giriraj Maharaj had this instruction from Prabhupada, and it struck him when it needed exactly, and he could apply, right? And why I'm saying this is, you know, Giriraj Maharaj also had, after Prabhupada left, as Maharaj writes in this book, Watering the Seed, Maharaj writes that, now what do I do? Like Prabhupada has left this planet. Before I was connecting, you know, whatever I was doing, you know, I was connecting devotee, the new people, right, who are elevated in the society to somehow to Srila Prabhupada. Now what do I do, right? So then his realization was, yes, Prabhupada is not here physically, but I will do the same service that I did, and I will use the instructions that he has given me. So it is now, you know, same thing, like, you know, his spiritual master is there with him, right, in the form of instructions. So even when the Supreme Lord, he may not be physically present to give us the instructions, we may not be, you know, able to understand also, right? That's again other thing, right? Depending on how much conditioning we have, we may not understand if Supreme Lord personally gives an instruction also, because he doesn't want to force us. He wants to give us the instructions, and it's up to us, right, to accept or not to accept, right? So these devotees are, who have realized this knowledge, are giving us, so that, you know, that's easy for us to take up that knowledge. So it is same hearing from the Supreme Lord, right, and from his devotees. So in you know, in Bhagavad Gita, we are hearing directly from the Lord. In Bhagavatam, we are hearing that from many, many of his exalted devotees. And sometimes here, like here, we are hearing directly from the Supreme Lord also, right? This is one aspect, right, about the purport here. And the other one, last part is, however, if one wants to understand Bhagavad Gita by his imperfect interpretations, one cannot possibly understand the mysteries of Bhagavad Gita, even though one may be a great scholar according to mundane estimations. So this is what we see, right? So another practical example that Maharaj gave was, happens, and Maharaj writes here in this book as an anecdote, is that when Prabhupada goes to this Gita Sammelan in Madhya Pradesh, in Gita Sammelan, in Gita Bhavan, on Gita Jayanti day, right? So nice correlation, but everybody is talking something, but there is no picture of Krishna, and they're just lamp. And Prabhupada gets very mad. Prabhupada gets very mad. He has, you know, a discussion with the organizers, saying, where is the picture of Krishna? And they have a lot of conversation, argument. And Prabhupada says, everybody says like that, right? These instructions are given by, indirectly, Krishna is maybe saying it, but Krishna got it from somewhere else, or Krishna got it from light. So some misinterpretation, some imperfect interpretation is happening, right? So Prabhupada says, right, I am distributing this Bhagavad Gita, entire world, and I am letting know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as declared by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. That is my contribution. They ask him, what is your contribution? And he says, this is my contribution. I want to entire world to know that Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as mentioned in Gita, right? And because of their imperfect presentation, you know, they were talking all, you may have read in Prabhupada Lilamrita, right? This conversation happens, right? And they talk, you know, something all different, you know. They say, that person said, this person said, Prabhupada said, no, I am saying, listen, right? I am saying because I have heard it from my guru. And they ask him, okay, you heard it from your guru, but what is your contribution? The Prabhupada then says that. And then at the end, they go on saying that Vyasudeva has written some verses wrongly. So to that extent, now they go, right? They're misinterpreting it to the core extent. What do we do? Now Prabhupada says, get out of here. If you say Vyasudeva has written wrong, nobody can do much anything here. So this Bhagavad Gita is mysterious. Like, you know, it has to be understood by serving the devotees and hearing from devotees. And because, you know, we can see many mysteries in Bhagavad Gita. Until unless we hear it many times, we hear it from devotees with examples, we don't really understand. And we think we may understand. Again, there are many different aspects. We keep understanding more and more as we serve and as we read, right? So this is two aspects I wanted to add about from the book that I was recently reading. So to end our conversation, right? So 9 and 10, right? We were seeing how the Lord was trying to give the benedictions to everyone, whoever remembers Prachetas and whoever sings this Rudra Gita, they will get these benefits, right? They will get this real buddhi, right? What is real buddhi? We saw how Prabhupada defined, and all their desires will be fulfilled, right? And then when we have remember Prachetas, we know that we have good relationships with all living beings and with our loved ones also. So that's what we see in these two verses. That's what the summary of these two verses is. And then just in another 2-3 minutes, I would like to go back to the presentation. And then we said we will review this Rudra Gita, right? Like, who named it? The Supreme Lord. We saw in the verse 10, Rudra Gita, the name is given by the Supreme Lord. So Rudra Gita covers in chapter 24 from 33 to 68. And these are the four 68. So I made a miss. Not noted it rightly here. So these are the four classification. These verses can be divided into this. I took this from Subodhini book. So first we see. So because now the Lord is asking us to recite this Rudra Gita. So please, we can, you know, take 7 minutes. Please try to recite Rudra Gita. So this is how Rudra Gita. So we see in the first 10-11 verses, where Lord Shiva is offering obeisances to Chaturyuha form and the presiding deities for his purification. So he offers to Shankarsana, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, right? So he's offering obeisances to the Supreme Lord and the presiding deities so that he can purify. And next we see he's going into seeing and serving the glorious form of the Lord. He defines the glorious form of the Lord, and Shiva does it in a unique way. Lord Shiva does it in a unique way. He defines the Lord from the face to the lotus feet, right? But many times we see the devotees, or we see in them, like from our, because we are in this material world, we see the Lord from the lotus feet to the his beautiful smiling face, right? So, but Prabhupada says, because he has defined the lotus feet and the end, so that we should remember the lotus feet of the Lord. So that's how Prabhupada comments in that verse where we see. So remembering the lotus feet, and Lord Shiva goes not only lotus feet, and he said lotus nails, from where there is brilliant effulgence coming from the lotus nails of the Lord, which can remove the darkness in our heart. So meditating on the lotus feet and nails removes the darkness. So that is one aspect. We see, you know, meditating on the lotus feet, many different aspects, but Lord Shiva gives that aspect of meditating on the lotus feet. And Lord Shiva, right, who is the supreme devotee, defines how bhakti is the topmost. He compares all other yogas and says bhakti is the topmost. And then he says the relationship between the Lord and the material creation. That's how he ends Rudra Gita. And we see the Phalastuti of Rudra Gita and the Lord's benediction also to every one of us reciting this Rudra Gita, right? So these different Gitas are given, these different weapons are given to us depending on, you know, how much help we need in this material world and what kind of help we need in this material world, right? So we have these different weapons that we can use so that we can progress in the service of the Lord. So with that, I thank you very much, Shama Gauri Mataji, for giving me this opportunity to speak on these two verses. Hope I made some sense. And please correct me if I have made any mistakes. And if anybody has any comments or questions, so we can spend few minutes on it. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for a wonderful class, Prabhu. The way you narrated it, very easy to understand, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. If anybody have any questions or realizations, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, very nice presentation, Prabhuji. Dhanyavad Pranam. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Mataji, for engaging me in the service, and because you are taking so much anxiety to arrange these calls, I know. So I don't want to say no when you ask. So something at least we can do from our side. No problem, Mataji. Thank you very much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. It was very nice presentation, and thank you for speaking about the Giriraj Maharaj's book and pastimes. It was really amazing.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Koti koti dandavat pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Very, very inspiring class, Prabhu. Hari Hari Gauram.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Okay, Mataji, then, right? We can end here.
Nobody have any questions? Can we end the call here? Okay. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your enlightening class today and giving us your valuable association. We are very grateful to you, Prabhu. We look forward for your association again in future. We can end the call here. Paying obeisances to Prabhuji and all the devotees. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya. Prantra Srimad
Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Jai.
Sureshwar Shyam Prabhuji ki jai.
Jai. Thank you for the class, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Very beautiful class.